It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with another episode of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. It's episode 30 of season 3. That's amazing, isn't it? Been 30 episodes.
They've let us do this over 100 times.
Yeah.
Nobody's busted through the door and stopped us.
No, not so far anyway. But that doesn't mean they won't.
Of course, we lock that outside door.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Somebody left this one cracked just so they could kick it in.
But anyway, we're going to do another one since nobody's told us we can't.
That's right.
But we're going to look at the number 72 as we go through famous numbers in sports. And some pretty big names there.
Three offensive linemen, three really good ones. John Hanna, offensive lineman for the New England Patriots. He's probably, I don't know if him or Larry Allen. Larry Allen, of course, for the Cowboys. I don't know. I think Hanna played first. And then Joe Thomas was an offensive lineman who played for the Cleveland Browns, was notoriously loyal to the Browns. For some unknown reason, he had opportunities to go play somewhere else. Played his entire career with the Cleveland Browns.
No telling how many gifts he got from those 30 quarterbacks he protected.
That was just in two seasons.
Oh, we got some good quarterback stuff to talk about later on, but we got to finish up basketball first, and then we're going to start on softball and baseball too. We got lots of stuff to do. Let's start.
Preparation took a little longer this week.
Yeah, I bet it did. I bet it did. It took me longer, and I didn't even do any preparation, but took a little bit of time. But anyway, let's get started. We're going to start off talking about the Leopards and the Lady Leopard basketball team finished up their season, Tony, at 22-11. They lost to Heber Springs in the first round of the state tournament in Morrilton. You didn't get to go to that game. Jay and I went and called the game. And you know, Lady Leopards, as it turned out, you know, with just a little bit of luck, if they could have won that game, they could have been, you know, maybe made it for an
maybe
extended
still be playing.
Run. They could have been. They could have been, I think. But you know, they went through – we saw this a lot during the season. They went through about a 2 or 3 minute period that made the difference in the game. They just couldn't get the ball down the court. And not only did they do that when they threw it away, they were shooting layups on the other end real quickly. So a 4-point lead went to 11-point lead, and we just never could overcome that. Well, came back and played really well in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, cut an 18-point lead to 4 by the end of the ball game. And, you replay stuff like that in your mind. And then you see what P. Ridge has did throughout the rest of the tournament. And favorites getting knocked off everywhere, and if you play it over again, maybe the Lady Leopards go further. Maybe they're even playing this week.
Yep. And so anyway, they're done. Congratulations to them on an outstanding season, make it to the state tournament. And so we're going to talk about a little bit about Lady Leopard softball now. They're undefeated so far, Tony.
Undefeated so far. Beat Waldron 18-14, Mineral Springs 5-3, and then Foreman last night. 12-2, you know, for long as I can remember, Perry Nickerson has pitched for the Lady Leopards, and Kat Sokash has caught. There wasn't a better battery in the conference, and you know, one of the worries this year was, you know, of course you've had the same girl pitch for 4 years, you know, was pitching, but Evelyn Ponce has pitched really, really well for the Leopards. Has a lot of velocity. Of course, she's not able to hit spots like Perry Bell was able to, but man, she's got a good changeup working. Was very impressed with her the game I called versus Mineral, where she only gave up one earned run and struck out like 10 or 11. So I think the Lady Leopard softball is going to be okay under new coach Joseph Parson, and we'll have an interview with him later.
That sounds great, and they've got some big games coming up.
They do. They've got at Horatio visits to Queen today. Matter of fact, it's all home games this week. Sevier County Showdown, and then Akron visits the Queen on Thursday. Waldron visits the Queen on Friday.
Okay, it's time to talk about Leopard baseball now. They're undefeated also.
off to a great start. Really have not had a super competitive game yet. Outstanding pitching has been the key. Give up 6 runs in 4 ball games, and have won 4 games by a combined total of 30-6 over Bauxite, Perry Grove, Monticello, and Bismarck. Jay and I got to call the Bismarck game last night, and Leopards just all over the Lions. And I think the Lions got a pretty good baseball team. Matter of fact, they were undefeated coming into that game. But Connor Shelton, way too much for Bismarck. He got the complete game, gave up 2 runs, I think 3 hits, 11 strikeouts, 3 or 4 walks. Pitched really well, didn't have his best stuff. But the big news from last night was Logan Patrician hits 2 home runs, 2 towering home runs. Home runs where I worried about where I parked. Home runs, and had 6 RBIs. He come up to bat in his last at bat of the game, and they just put him on. They didn't even want to pitch to him.
Is that the kid that Derek's last year hit 2 on his birthday?
Yeah.
I thought that name sounded
familiar.
Yeah,
he is rocking and rolling right now. So Leopard baseball and Leopard softball off to great starts.
That's great.
I'm on the line with Joseph Parson, the new head coach of the Queen Lady Leopards softball. And coach, you can't start better than 3-0, and that's after tonight, after a 12-2 win over Foreman. That's the record.
Yes. Oh, you can't ask for a better start. So proud of these girls, how they fight every game. I mean, it's been nice. It really has. I'm enjoying it right now.
Oh, I bet you are. You know, I was trying to remember. I was talking on the baseball broadcast tonight about who was the last pitcher to pitch for the Leopards before this season that wasn't Perry Nickerson. that's a tough one. and catcher, you know, Kat Sokash. You guys have kind of filled in the middle very well, I think.
Oh, yes. Evelyn Ponce has done an excellent job for us right now. Now we got our basketball girl, Lindley, and basketball girls. I mean, I had 4 of them come in. But pulling in Lindley, she got to pitch tonight, which she needed the innings, too. She did well for us. That gives, you know, Evelyn a little time to rest and not just be in that circle every time. But right now, yes, we're filling that circle up really well with the 2 we got. Got Rosa Ledesma behind them too, and she's a freshman. So we've got some good things going right now.
Man, that is awesome. We'll talk about your senior a little bit, Kate Lindsay. Kate, she hit the ball hard last season, and how is she coming around? Especially, she just come out of basketball.
Well, yeah, last week she struggled, but I expected that. I mean, she just came out of basketball. Like they finished basketball Wednesday, and they were playing in a game Thursday.
Right.
So, I mean, that's really the first time they've seen live pitching. So there was no high expectation for them. I wanted them to get in the box and take a good approach. They took a good approach last week. She did struggle at the plate, but coming in tonight, oh, yeah, she hit some shots out there deep out in the outfield. Getting comfortable now, did a lot better job at the plate tonight for her second game, with that. Yeah. And then my other two seniors was Jaden and Tegan. I mean, Jaden's leading off right now. She is almost 1,000. She's almost on base percentage of 1,000. I mean, she's on the base every time.
She has smoked the ball.
Yes, and Tegan has come around and has been putting the ball in play a lot better this year than she did last year.
Tegan actually hit a dinger in the benefit game. Is that correct?
She did. She did. It was so great. I mean, I was so excited. And then I get back over here after that inning's over, and I was talking to somebody, and they said, Tegan made me laugh so hard. She come to the dugout and was like, I don't know what to do. I've never done that. And I was like, yes, you did exactly what you needed to do. Fastest way to run around bases, her and Zoe.
Put the bat down and run the bases.
That's right. She did good.
Well, Coach, I think the 3-0 start, it could give you guys some confidence. You're in a 6-team conference, which is kind of a rarity in Arkansas. Who do you foresee being the better teams in the conference?
Well, here's my, I mean, Nashville's,
they're always going to be,
they're always up at the top. I mean, we're looking, there's the other four is going to fight for the next three spots to get into regionals. So it's us and Magnolia. You'll have Hope and Arkadelphia, and which Camden was down last year. See, Avey, Camden was down last year, and they got nobody this year. So they're going to struggle this year. But the other ones, I mean, Hope's going to surprise people. You know, I mean, right now I look at, we're going to have to bring our A game for every week. I mean, there's not going to be a light week of, oh, we've got this team. No, you cannot sit on your heels and play anybody in our conference.
Coach Daniels still at Hope?
Coach Daniels is still at Hope.
You know, when he took that job 2 or 3 years ago, they've got steadily better, you know, every year. Yes. And that doesn't surprise me that you think that, they'll be competing for a spot in the regional.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's why, I mean, I look at it, there's four teams competing for three spots. And we all got to come bring our A game. We got to start with Magnolia, who is on fire right now.
Right.
I mean, they beat CrossFit and they beat somebody else. I mean, it's one of them. They're close to undefeated too.
Right.
So it's going to be a good battle next week for us when we play Magnolia.
Well, as we talk, you play the Horatio Lions tomorrow night. We're talking on Monday night. And by the time people hear this, this game will be being played or will be over. But you expect a really good game from the Sevier County showdown.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I expect a really, really good game tomorrow because it's going to be very competitive. I mean, I want us to play well, and I know Horatio's going to play well because we always do. I mean, we had to go to extra innings with them last year.
Right.
And so I know it's going to be a good thing because, you know, most all these girls know each other, so it's like one of them, hey, we want to see who's gonna be the better team. So I like playing down there. I mean, we're 8 miles apart, and it's one of the, oh, it's going to be a battle, but I like that.
Yeah, checking out Scorebook Live, I saw the Lady Lions gave the Scrapperettes a pretty good ball game as well, which you know, kind of is a, you know, a sign that they've got a pretty good team down there.
Yes, yes, they hit the ball really well. I was talking to Bryce down there, and he said that, you know, they were struggling with Nashville. But I said, crap, you make, you know, 9-5. I mean, that's pretty good yeah. game against Nashville.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care.
There's
who
a lot
are.
Of people would like to struggle 9-5 against Nashville.
Oh, I guarantee you. Yes.
Well, Joseph, man, I just appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy that you're off to a 3-0 start, and just good luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it, Tony.
You take care.
You too.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning, and ad hoc courses. 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And, of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com.
Now we'll talk about Horatio, and they're playing baseball and softball, and Horatio Lions baseball 2-1. They won 2 last week, lost to Farmington, but beat Waldron and Hope, and doing a good job there. They've got two guys, Graham Banhart, he's batting 571, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then they've got you
Chevy
know,
Ayers.
Yeah, that's a great name, isn't it?
It is. Chevy, I love Ayers. That name.
Love it.
I wish my mom would name me Chevy.
But she'd probably name you Pinto.
Pacer.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if your name's Chevy, it limits what you can drive.
Yeah. but anyway, great week for them. And this week they're going to be playing at Prescott, Mountain Pine, and then at Foreman. So a busy week for them. You know, and all these games with rain started again. It seems like we were in basketball that didn't ever rain. Now we start baseball.
We didn't get rain for 3 months.
Yes, starts raining.
Sleep next week.
Yep. So anyway, you know, busy week for them. Good start for the Lions baseball program. Ladies Lions softball 2-2, but you know, they lost to Nashville 9-5 and Sylvan 16-1. They beat Mena 16-2 and Tuckerman 6-2.
That 9-5 loss to Nashville tells me everything I need to know about the Lady Lions.
Yeah,
because you and I have called a lot of Nashville scrapper, softball scrapperette softball. And to hang within 4 runs of them, you're okay.
Yeah, agree 100%. Yep. And also beat Mena, because Mena's always got a pretty good softball team too.
Yeah,
beat them like that. So they've got a busy week too, playing Searcy, DeQueen, and Bismarck this week. So looking forward to seeing how the Lady Lions progress as we move into the season. We'll see how they do next week. We're going to talk about Foreman Gators now, and Foreman Gators baseball team 2-1. They beat Costaught River 9-3, Falk 19-9, but lost to Ouachita 9-2. This week they've got 3 games also versus Taylor, Spring Hill, and Horatio. That's a big game.
Yeah.
Right there.
It is.
And you know, look at them. The same guys doing, you know, we've been talking about them all year long.
the Easter young man, like you say, I mean, we talk about him every week. But getting some production out of a sophomore, Noah Adcock, hit 400, 6 2/3 innings, 200 runs, 13 strikeouts, which that's probably the most impressive line to me.
Yeah, it really is impressive, and a great job by that young man this week. Lady Gator softball are 0-4. They had 4 losses to Costaught, Ashdown, Magnolia, and DeQueen. And they've got a couple of games this week at Falk and versus Mineral. So looking forward to seeing them, and I'm sure they'll improve as the season goes along.
Absolutely.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets, and you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs.
Time to talk about the Ashdown Panthers. Their baseball team's 2-1. They beat Malvern 15-4, New Boston 1-0, and then they lost to New Boston 10-9.
That's quite the doubleheader.
Yeah, it sure is. One to nothing. I wonder which one was first.
That's a good question, yeah. Because and I'm likely the 1-0's first in the order I've got these, but Ashdown, a great tradition at baseball, and have put out several players that are playing at the college level. So Ashdown's going to be tough.
Yeah, they are always tough. And then you look at the Pantherettes softball. They're 0-1. They lost to Hope 10-5, but they've got all kinds of games, don't they?
They're lined up this week.
They're going to change their season schedule here. They got Arkadelphia, Hope, and then Friday and Saturday at Columbia Christian. So they've got a lot of games to play this week. So looking forward to seeing how they progress there too as we get going with softball down in Ashdown. And now it's time for Tyler's favorite part of the week, and that's going to be where the awards are giving out. Since he's not here, I'll blunder through that. There you go.
Nobody could hear that drum roll, probably.
Oh, they can hear it. The Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week's going to
Evelyn Ponce. Great week in the circle for the Lady Leopards.
Dom Tar Panther Player of the Week will be?
It's going to be Caden White, big game versus Malvern.
Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week.
Chevy Ayers from the Lions.
Yeah, there you go. Best name of the week. Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
Noah Adcock hit 400, pitched 6 2/3, 200 runs, 13 strikeouts for the Gators this week.
And Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
It's going to be Jontae Taylor, 14 points in the loss to Hall.
The Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
Going to go to the Outlaw Student Section, which was incredible.
The Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week.
Going to be Drake Dollar. Good week for the Bearcats.
And the Stillwell's Restaurant Warriors Player of the Week.
Seniors Skylar Alexander and James Bartek.
The Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
Going to be Chris Carterby, 7.2 innings and 2 earned runs.
I've heard of him before.
I've heard of him too.
Toe Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area, Tony.
It's going to be the Outlaws, Lady Outlaws Seniors, Riley Simmons, Lily Hogg, and Aspen Pugh. Just incredible careers and great season, young ladies.
The Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area is going to be?
Somebody you've heard before, Greg Demetrius Shelley, 21 points in the loss to Hall.
All right. And then the Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area and winner of the T-shirt will be
Addison Cadillac Hill with a big state tournament, man. And Jeff was exactly right. She's kind of put the state on notice that they're going to be dealing with her for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I figured it up a while ago, and through the regionals and the state tournament, she averaged just over 21 points, and she didn't play a full game in a lot of those.
Wow. I mean.
All right. Well, congratulations to her, and appreciate all these players and all they do each and every week. We got one more thing to do, though. We got the Diamond Bank Game of the Week.
Well, we're going to go with the Horatio Lady Lions and the Queen Lady Leopards, a Sevier County showdown.
All right. And that wraps up the awards for the week.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossatot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossatot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic-serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than two dozen fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossatot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossatotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossatotcolts.com, and go to cccua.edu today.
All right, that wrapped up all the high school action, but now we're going to move on to some more pressing things that are not really pressing, it's just stuff we want to talk about, right, that's happened in the world of sports, and that's brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned.
Can we go back to one high school thing on sure. this national talk?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's national.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It went all over the place. Yeah. But go to Mina Pre-Owned for all your pre-owned vehicle needs, and see them today. They're ready and waiting. So talking about first, we look at Hogs basketball. I'm going to tell you something. Darius Acuff Jr. has just gotten better and better and better. You know, he sat out Saturday due to an ankle injury, but
he's been nursing for 3 weeks.
Yeah, first team SEC came out this week. You know, I don't think that's the last award you'll see him get, but I could be wrong.
What seed are the Hogs going to get in the SEC tournament?
They're third.
Okay.
Because Alabama beat them. But, you know, so they got the byes till Friday, so they got to play quarters, semis, and, you know, and then the finals if they make it that far. So looking like probably Oklahoma or South Carolina probably the first game. And then they'll probably get Alabama, if they win that game.
Right.
So A lot of big games there for the Hogs this week.
Vandy, the four on the other side of the bracket, would play Florida.
Maybe Tennessee. It's either Tennessee. Vanderbilt or Tennessee. Yeah. I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, they'll both be on that.
It doesn't matter who plays Florida. I don't think. Man. After watching them play the Hogs, I mean that was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean they're really good, and I'd take them as one of the favorites to win it all.
We'll be looking at that some next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that after this week. But
probably filling out my winning bracket.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. We'll fill mine out,
but
too.
You can't do it like your golf card, Jeff. You got to fill it out before the event.
Well, when you look at the Hog baseball team, to be honest with you, I think they've been a little disappointing so far.
I think they'll be in the thick of things when it matters.
Okay.
Well, I said this, I think, last week. When I look down in a midweek game and they lose and another logo, and I know a lot of logos, man. Another logo that I had to look up and see who it was. It was Stetson. Lost two to Stetson.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost to Arkansas State. They've lost to UT Arlington. I would be a little concerned if I was a Hog fan.
Yeah, and they lost, too, to Stetson. And the thing about it is they're not hitting the ball. You know, they lost to Stetson 4-1 on Saturday. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday, but then they end up losing. They had a four-game set with them. They played yesterday, and they lost to them again. So,
UT Arlington is one of those teams I think they normally make the postseason, but the Hogs don't expect to lose to them.
No. I mean, they're losing games they shouldn't lose. But, you know, I was reading something in the paper today where they're talking about, you know, they're starting conference this weekend against Mississippi State, and they don't know who their shortstop's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing about Stetson, it's a nice hat. I don't wear one, but a lot of people do.
You're right about that, for sure. Moving on to the softball, before he starts making other jokes about hats.
Bad jokes.
Yeah. Softball team had a good weekend against Georgia. They won 2 out of 3. So, you know, Georgia, I think, was 12th ranked. Hogs 7th, I believe, or Lady Razorbacks ranked 7th. So, good week for them. You know, Hog track team won the SEC conference tournament last weekend. So, moving on to the national overall tournament, or it's not a tournament, it's a meet. Excuse me, they won the meet. But anyway. Anything else about Hogs y'all want to talk about a little bit? Looks like Calipari's doing a good job of recruiting for next year. And, you know, one of the things that I will say about ACUF is Chuck Barrett, you know, I was listening to on the radio, and but everybody else too, you know, basically just ACUF's gone, you know, which we all know that, but I've never really heard all those people say it before it happened. You know, and you know, they're talking about it on the radio. And
where's he going
during the game? He's going pro.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I assume. I mean, that's what they're assuming. Yep. But you know, and we've known some that were probably going to be gone, but never have in the past. I don't think they've talked about it like that. Do you, Jeff?
No, not really. I mean, it's assumptions there, but you never really just come out and say it.
Right.
You know?
Right. But with him, it's just like he's gone. So everybody knows it. And he's going to be a lottery pick, I think. But anyway, talk about Marshall basketball just for a second, if you want to.
Well, they didn't take advantage of the 7 byes they had.
And no, I know.
Got beat by Georgia Southern, and then Troy beat Georgia Southern. So Troy's going to be representing the Sun Belt. Yeah. Very disappointing because Marshall finished 2nd during the season. And the way the Sun Belt does their I showed to Greg the bracket. I mean, if you're like Louisiana Monroe, Georgia Southern had to win 5 games just to get to play Marshall. But Monroe would have had to win 7 games to win the Sun Belt. Marshall only had to win 2 to win the Sun Belt and lost the first one. So it's disappointing.
That Troy guy must be pretty good.
Yeah. Always good. But
y'all can kick me out anytime.
It doesn't matter. We need comic relief, man. I watched Marshall. They played pretty well for a while.
Yeah.
But it just couldn't come all there. Couldn't finish it off, is what I'm saying.
No.
Yeah. So
no, Georgia Southern's been a thorn in their side all season.
Well, you know, and I think sometimes though, if you get on a roll in those tournaments like Georgia Southern did,
you're almost better off playing than sitting.
That's right. That's right. That's what I think too. Anyway, moving on from basketball to NFL, man, lots of stuff going on.
Well, yesterday was the first day of free agency, and it's going to be fast and furious over the next 2 or 3 days. I've got some here. 2 of the Falcons. If you've got Penix, I don't know. I don't understand that. Maybe they're getting him cheap. I don't know.
Which you mentioning that kind of goes to the one that has my interest. 2 leaves.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. Malik Willis goes to the Dolphins, and he had talked about maybe going to some places that desperately needed a quarterback, the Steelers.
I bragged on him a month ago because he was talking about how loyal he was to the Packers.
Yeah,
he wanted to be a Packer.
He's loyal to the Green, just not the Packer Green.
hey, it's the way it is, right?
Yeah.
But you know what was interesting about Tua is biggest cap hit ever.
Yes.
$99 million.
Yeah, the Dolphins have $100 million in dead cap space.
That's right.
That they can't fill with anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the league, the salary cap right now is a little over $300 million. Is that right?
Yeah.
So one third of their cap they can't use. That's unbelievable.
Well, you know, and the thing about that is that if I'm not mistaken, during the season they re-signed him.
Yeah, it was either maybe this year or last year. Yeah,
I think it was this year.
Yeah.
But and the deal is when that happened, we wondered why they were doing it because he was iffy if he was going to stay.
Does anybody see the irony other than me in largest cap hit to a guy that has that many concussions?
Yeah. Well, and that, you know, that's the deal with me is with him, he probably needs to be done.
Yeah.
And somebody needs to force that issue. Why when you got Kirk Cousins still on the Falcons, right?
They waived him, didn't they?
Did they waive him?
Well, if they haven't, sometimes they've got to wait until a certain date to do it. But, yeah, I think they are.
I think he's done.
They're moving on from him.
Yeah. Well, and so they got Penix, and I just
don't see that as an upgrade.
Well, I don't see why you take somebody that I'm going to assume wants to be the starting quarterback, and if there are a lot of quarterbacks that are serviceable second string quarterbacks that's going to cost you a lot less money than Tua is, and. I don't really see Tua winning a lot of games for you. But that's just my opinion, so I don't know. Moving on from that, unless y'all got something else, Evans going to the 49ers.
Yeah, that's a big get for them because Mike Evans is a good wide receiver, one of the taller wide receivers in the league. And, the 49ers, one of those teams you can make the argument they're just a player or two away. And that's a big get for the 49ers. I think the biggest news of the day was the Ravens getting Max Crosby. Now, is that going to help the Ravens? Yes. You give up two first round this year and next year, your first round draft picks. You better hit on that. you better win a Super Bowl.
You know who thinks that's going to help them? Sean Payton, coach of the Broncos, who I seen somewhere paid for his plane ticket. Out there. Did y'all see that?
I did not.
That said that he paid for his plane ticket to go out there and talk to him.
Get him out of that division. And what it signals to me is the Ravens have pushed all their chips to the middle of the table. And if you trade two first-round draft picks and you don't win the Super Bowl, I think you got to consider that that's not a successful trade. And then, it's also signaled that the Raiders have thrown up the white flag. And they're going to be in rebuilds for two or three years.
And them getting Crosby is probably a good get, but I don't think the defensive side is where all of their issues are.
No. Well, and Crosby's 30, I think. TJ Watt's 31. We've had the debate what the Steelers could get out of TJ Watt. I'm not. The Ravens may have overspent.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I know the Cowboys were hot on him too, trying to get him, but they probably weren't willing to give up, or they probably didn't have him two first rounds.
They got them from the Packers.
Yeah. They ended up making a trade with Green Bay, trading their third or fourth round pick for another defensive end from the Packers.
Rashad Gary?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the Packers were dead set on moving away from anyway.
Yeah.
But they're busier this offseason than they were last offseason.
Yeah, they did something.
Yeah, they did something.
Might be wrong, but they did something.
Long snapper.
But you're talking about Malik Willis, I think that's a huge move for him. Of course, he was never going to be the starter in Green Bay.
And four games a year.
Yeah.
When Love's hurt.
Yeah. But everybody, I know he wants to be a starter, and plus he got the people he's familiar with down at Miami. So probably the perfect opportunity for him to take a move.
I think so. I mean, like I say, I like to hear somebody say I'm loyal to especially the Packers. that's where I want to be. I'm not going anywhere. But you put the money up that people are paying these players, they're going to go somewhere.
Sure.
You know.
The Steelers acquire Michael Pittman from the Colts, which gives them two wide receivers, which could help. He caught 80 balls last year. So,
I think that last one there that we hadn't talked about, I think that's the biggest move of the day.
Kenneth Walker to the Chiefs. Kansas City.
Yeah. I mean, they hadn't really had what you would call a number one running back.
No, you're right.
And he can be.
Yeah. Yeah, he, I'm sure Patrick Mahomes was happy to see that.
Kelsey's coming back. I saw that on, you know, he's going to return and play another year.
Yeah. Well, I think it's probably they may be over the hill.
Could be.
They may be on the downward slide. We'll see.
A lot like me.
Yeah. No, they're not as far down the hill as you are. But I just wonder if they can maintain. You know, I think they, you know, of course, you know, Patrick Mahomes getting hurt finished it, but they weren't where they were before that happened, even close. You know, and so
weren't going to make the playoffs.
No, they weren't going to make the playoffs anyway. But I think that's probably, you know, we'll see if they can come back, you know, and good, interesting, but you're right about that. The Walker going to him is definitely going to help him out. So, look at Team USA off to a 3-0 start in baseball.
I'm assuming they beat Mexico yesterday. They were leading like 6-0.
Yeah.
You would be proud of me, Tony, because I tell y'all I don't watch baseball Major League Baseball. This isn't even Major League, really. This is Team USA.
Yeah, it is.
Until September or October. And I started out watching that one last night. See Skeens pitch a little bit, and
yeah,
I got bored with it in the third inning at 5-0. Turned it off.
Well,
I think they won 6-3.
I think it was 6-2. Yeah, something like that. The the big discussion. They talked to Bryce Harper about since this the Olympics and the all the stir over the U.S. hockey team should this World Baseball event be moved to Summer Olympic time, and he was all for it, but I can see so many drawbacks to doing that. It, to me, this World Baseball Classic is at the perfect time of year in spring training.
You're already doing
what you'd be doing anyway, instead of putting a 2-week pause in the Major League Baseball season so these guys can play in the Summer Olympics.
And the one starting pitcher, Scooball, is that his name?
Yeah.
You know, he's pitched, and I saw where he was going back to spring training now.
Yeah.
But said if they made it to the semifinals, he would come back and pitch again. And I'm like, you, spring training, perfect time. I mean, if you're missing spring training, why not be playing baseball? So,
yeah. Yeah, well, I think you're right. I mean, it's just like the hockey and Winter Olympics. You know, they have to take a break to play. So, or some of the players do anyway. But anything else y'all want to mention about that? Because I didn't even know what was going on until I saw this. I'm just kidding. I did know. I did know what was going on, but I didn't know what their record was because I have no interest.
And, I mean, you can watch some of these teams other than Team USA and see a lot of major league players.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. The Dominican Republic has a pretty good team, as you can imagine.
Yeah. They really do. But be fun to see who ends up winning anyway.
Yeah.
So going to you want to talk about college basketball? We'll save that for last. Duke sets a new record. The 150th week is number one in the AP. And the question here is, who are the basketball blue bloods today?
Today or just in general?
Well if you talk. Probably both. You know, I've got a list here of the all-time wins. And they're the usual suspects: Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, UCLA are the top five.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that they're all still blue bloods. But six is Temple, and Temple probably at one time was near blue blood territory, but not. I mean, they've taken a big fall. Syracuse is seven. I would maybe a shade above Temple. Notre Dame, St. John's. I mean, I think you could say the basketball bluebloods are probably Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, and UCLA, and maybe stop at that.
Yeah, I would agree. That was going to be the ones that I named just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Now you kind of throw the mix of today in there, and I mean, Florida's got to be in that mix, don't they? They won back to back national championships. Zach has won a lot lately.
Yeah.
Won back to back national championships a while back, and looking to do it again.
Arizona's done pretty good.
Arizona.
Yeah. Arizona's 17th all time.
Yeah. But you know, some of those, and you know, I guess you'd have to look at see who they played too.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah.
Not knocking anybody, but I think sometimes there's, you know, some of those teams are playing teams that are not quite as good. But who knows? But you know, I'm just trying to think if there's another team. What about Indiana?
Indiana, they're 11th all time, but Indiana's probably one that if we'd have talked about this 20 years ago, they'd be in that conversation, and I'm not so sure they are now.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if things would have stayed on track in the 80s and 90s, a couple schools, you know, Arkansas, obviously, Georgetown.
Yeah.
You know, they were on the verge of being one of those teams at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Villanova.
Yeah.
Arkansas is 29th all time, above Louisville and behind North Carolina State.
And that's Arkansas having a 15-year stretch there, and I'm just guessing on how many years.
The John Pelfrey era?
Yeah.
I know what he didn't coach 15 years, but it seemed like it.
Stan Heath, Pelfrey.
That was just his first year.
I mean, we had a few. He was a blue blood from Kentucky, by the way.
He was. But
I hate to mention this. West Virginia's 21.
Hmm. And I would never consider them one.
No. Well, but, I mean, they played for a national championship when Jerry West was there. But other than that, I mean, yeah, they're kind of perennial 20-win team.
And that's kind of like Gonzaga. I think they've done really well. And I like to watch them play. But they hadn't won a national championship. I can't put them in there.
Right.
I think you almost got to win a national championship to be put
in the discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even current ones, not just all time.
Villanova is 19, and Villanova has won.
Yep.
One of the most memorable national championships, probably when they knocked off Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Raleigh Massimino.
Yeah, I think the mob had something to do with that game. I think Patrick Ewing made more money there than he did playing pros.
Funny you say that, because I went down the deep dive of Henry Hill, reading some stuff on him yesterday, you know,
yeah.
Goodfellas movie yeah. about him. And, you know, he did get in trouble for some of that stuff. I believe it was Boston College, maybe. Yeah. You know, they were shaving points and
yep.
Man.
I imagine we just know the tip of the iceberg.
That's
of
what
that
I was
going
to say. You could talk about that stuff all day long.
And I imagine it's happened on every level.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. You're right about that. Anything else you want to talk about with the Blue Bloods?
No, I think we pretty much covered it.
Okay. Well, we got one more thing to talk about that I know of, unless y'all have something, and that is boxing. Yeah.
We went to the 2A state tournament the other day, and a boxing match broke out.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. So for those of you that don't know, if you've been living in a hole that's 12 feet deep, because that's the only way you could do it. Not know this. Barton beat England. I believe it was 2 points. And then at the end of the game, an England player goes over to a Barton guy and just cold cocks him to start. I'm talking about an all-out war. I mean, 80% of the people in that place were on the floor.
A lot of people say the bench is clear in fact.
Yeah.
The stand's clear.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, I got a video or two where you can't even see the basketball court.
I know.
For the people on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and my question is, you know, in your opinion, and I'm throwing it out this way, will the AAA stand up and do what they ought to do? Or will they succumb to the legalities of it? Because, you know, you saw right off the bat, a lot of people said, well, they ought to throw both of them out and let the other two play for the title or bring, you know, whatever. You know, you've got some thoughts about this. But then the next thing you see is, well, Barton didn't start any of this stuff. But, you know, and it's happened two or three times. It happens every time Barton wins. They fight. But yeah. So my, you know, and my deal is, you know, when you get in that situation, I just don't know that you can, you know, if you participate in it, you know, that kind of participation, because it, you know, if it had been one guy hitting him and then they held him down, that had been one thing. But everybody in that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the most you can do, because here's another thing that a lot of people overlook. The game wasn't over.
Yeah, there was a few seconds left.
There was a few seconds left in the game. So that means the game's not over. So everybody that comes off that bench and all that stuff, everything, all those guys – you kick them out, right?
I do know the AAA has asked for videos so they can review it. I've seen other people say you should cancel that game and give Sloan Hendricks, I believe, who's playing the championship. Well, that's not right either.
No.
I mean, but I did say, and I told you this before we went on air, and I don't know what the legal issues would be. And I think it's too late for AAA to do anything now. It appears Barton's going to play in the championship game. But I told you, I thought if it was could legally be done on Sunday, this happened on Saturday, Hampton and Woodlawn were the teams that those two teams beat, Barton and England. Down south, they should have said, hey, if y'all can meet at Camden and play, we'll take the winner. Now, you know, obviously that didn't happen. So that's just my thoughts. Tony, I know you've seen it.
I have seen it, and I'm kind of the mindset of that I have a hard time with either one of these teams being state champions. I really do, especially with the history. Now, you can also look at the history and go back and say, why wasn't the officials, and I'm not necessarily talking about game officials, but administration, maybe, yeah, why weren't they more prepared for something like this?
And see, I do know on Friday night before we left there, that they had said they knew this matchup was coming and they were going to have more police officers there for it.
Well, obviously,
it didn't help. I mean, well, they were fighting in the parking lot. There was fights taking place in the parking lot after this. Matter of fact, while we were eating on the way, some Derek's fans were already there, and they said they're canceling the games. We're not playing. And that's what the police wanted to do. The school officials said, no, we need to play these games. And,
yeah.
I mean, and let's be honest, the four schools that were there playing that night, and this may be, I don't even know, stereotype, you weren't going to get the same reaction from those four schools.
No.
I mean.
Well, there's a lot of bad blood that goes way back between Barton and England, apparently.
It happened three times already. I mean.
Yeah. Well, and I'm kind of with Tony. I think you're perpetuating things that you could put a stop to, at least 99% of the time.
It would send a great message, I think, that neither of these teams are going to play for the state championship.
Yeah.
And I want to add to that, and, you know, I put this on a post on the Poen school had made a post about how none of their fans and players were involved because, you know, they're taking a lot of heat. And I posted in that thread and I said, you know, this is a black eye on 2A basketball and unfairly Poen school. They put on a great 2A state tournament. Mm-hmm. I mean, things ran great except for this one incident, and they're taking the brunt of the heat over that.
Well,
it should be the actions of the players and the fans taking the heat.
Well, and that's the thing.
If the kid that threw the first punch is an underclassman, he shouldn't play high school basketball in Arkansas ever again.
I agree.
Well, I don't know that I'll go that far. We'd have to see what I'm not saying I would. Have you seen the first punch? Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I saw it, and I'm not. I mean, there was definitely premeditated
absolutely
intent there, and I, you know, and here's the deal: is when you do that in that situation, and I know he's a kid, but when you do that in that situation, you are starting. You got to know you're starting something. You're lighting the.
You're kind of inside the right
the powder.
And
keg.
I could be wrong about this. I think if the same thing happened in a school system in our area in Southwest Arkansas, the state wouldn't have to do anything because the kid would not play for any team, any high school in our area again.
But I
agree. England's been through a lot this year, but this happened in a football game. They've been through a lot in basketball, but that doesn't justify anything. You know, they lost their head coach early in the season, but, I mean, there's no sense in that.
No, there's not, and I don't, you know, and to give Poen a little credit, there's no way you could be prepared for that. You can't stop it.
No,
I mean, unless you know want to go military, you know, I mean that's
well, the thing they probably could have done better was the stand. You could have had a situation maybe where the stands doesn't empty the way that they did.
I don't know.
I think you'd have to put shock collars on everybody as they come in the game.
but if you have both sides, you know, a law enforcement presence standing on both sides at the end of the game, I don't know how many people would run past a cop to get on.
All of them. I'm not kidding you because I've seen it happen just when they storm the fields. You know, and those guys just stand there because there's so many. What are they going to do, pick one?
Yeah. And they might not have to run past them because in some of the videos I've seen of this, I mean, they jump on people in the stands.
Yeah.
They're fighting in the stands as well. This happened at the 1:30 game, which was scheduled to be over about 3. Our game starts at 6. People started getting there a little after 4. I got there about 5. The police presence there at that time was, I mean, it's crazy. I might not have been to state championship games at War Memorial or OZK Arena with that many officers there. I mean, they were ready, but they were ready a little too late.
And I saw where I can't remember the name of the county, but the sheriff's office, they're going to press charges on some of them. They're looking into it.
Well, there should be plenty of video evidence.
There's no. That's right.
I do not have video.
Anything else?
I think that's all I got. I wish we were still talking Lady Outlaw basketball next week.
I understand.
Yeah.
But, hey, there's always next year, right?
Always next year.
That's right. Well, hey, some good basketball seasons by a lot of the different teams in our area. That's concluded. We're on to softball, baseball, and spring sports. We appreciate all the sponsors for all they do for us, because without them we couldn't do this. Appreciate all the people getting us the information, the coaches, the play-by-play guys, and all that. But most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.